Chase County Girls Track and Field Coach. I know we're looking forward to watching you on Saturday. Don Stein and a couple of meets under your belt. Yeah, I think got to be happy with the results so far.
Yeah, I think right now it's getting back in shape and getting ready to go and just getting some consistency with kids, you know, being at practice and getting on the track and going. You know, that first Perkins one, it's kind of finals only and glorified practice, just get some times and reps. And then you head to something like Ogallala where you're getting your prelims and finals kind of for the first time moving through that way. So it was a good start to get bodies on the track, see some good competition. I ended up being a beautiful day compared to what the forecast was earlier in the week and, you know, especially in the morning. So it was a great day for a meet and great opportunity.
Where do we start with first? My gosh, both field events and on the track, both areas are doing well. Some great results so far.
Yeah, like I say, we can start field events a little bit first there. You know, we didn't know, again, what that was going to look like. Strong thrower, strong competition there, but it was good to see like Miranda threw 35.9.5 in the shot and was able to sneak in there for six, which was a good and a personal best for her. And we've got some young ones that are coming on. They're going to be good with the vote and Stromberger. You know, Stromberger's a freshman, threw 30 feet 2 inches, and like I said, she'd been at FFA. That was her first meet, so to get those girls kind of up and going. And Miranda, we know she's got a good discus throw in there. She got the state in that last year. She threw 106.5, but again, we know that she can get out of that 125 range. That's there. Oh, we've seen that in practice and stuff before. So hopefully that'll continue to improve going into this weekend. Mia Fries, you know, she six in the high jump there, but you know, she went 4.10 that first meet, and once we get some things corrected form-wise, I think she'll go 5+. You know, and if we can get her over that as a freshman or be over 5 foot as a freshman, that'll be a great start for her. And Avery Haley, that was their first time vault. They haven't really got many vaults in. So Avery was at FFA the week before, and Haley was in Virginia Beach wrestling, which she ended up fifth in nationals down there. And she's signing with Shattern State today. So, you know, we're excited for her, but just to get them out and competing to go 10-3 and 10-9 starting off, we think they both have potential to get to the 11-foot range or get up in there, hopefully surpass that. So we're excited about that also. And we got some young ones that just continue to improve there. So still got to get better at the jumps, working there and have some potential there with Marley Randall and Caden Swalleen and Allie Reeves and the triple. So, and then long jump, same thing too. Those are the ones we were just really trying to fill in where we've had, you know, three seniors that graduated last year that kind of been in that role for the last 3 or 4 years. So finding who's going to step into those positions and take off with them.
You mentioned freshmen, but we always love to see the youngsters step up. And there's a young lady by the name of Addison Hawkswell. I don't know who she belongs to, but boy, she is stepping in right away as a young freshman and had some good numbers in the mile and 2 mile, isn't she?
We were excited for. She was excited to get some competition and run against Scout. You know, after coming off cross country, Scout was a state champion there for Class C, and is a great competitor and great runner. And so, like Addison, yeah, she ran 11:45, which broke Celeste Cardona's record. I think it was set in 2015. That was 12:03. So for some of the distance runners that have come through up there in the past, and for her to go out and be able to break that as a freshman, I think should give her some confidence moving forward. And I think she'll be strong in the 16 too. And she's Perkins. We ran a second 4x8 and she ran opening leg on that and ran a good split in the 800. So we just really got to decide what to do with her. And how much we want to load her up with as a freshman right now too. So, but a lot of our young girls, like I said, with Mia being a freshman, I mean, she kicked out great hurdle times. She's getting more confident there right now too. And so that's exciting to see. She really didn't hurdle in junior high. She did more of the sprints and, you know, to come out and she went 16.2 there the other day. And then the 300s went 48.77. And so, again, she's looked really good this week, and she's just getting stronger and more confident there. So it'll be exciting to see what she can contribute in the hurdles and possibly later on in a maybe in a relay as she continues to get stronger, even in the 4x1 or 4x4.
Then, of course, you got your start your sprinters with the Rusher girls and doing Avery Beamer in there as well and Candace Wallin. You got a lot of sprinters. You got good depth in those areas, don't you?
Yeah, those are, again, things we've been excited about. You know, Haley and Riley both bring back experience as well as Avery. You know, Avery second there at 12.94 the other day was a good start to her season. Riley didn't get the best start out of the blocks, and some stuff we've been trying to focus in and get corrected this week is just getting a better push off and better acceleration coming out. Haley's a strong runner. Like I said, those guys will continue to get stronger in the 200. You know, so we'll look for them to drop their times here in the next couple weeks as we start to, again, just get in better shape and get going. So we're excited to see what that looks like. Emily Randall, you know, she had a good year last year as a sophomore in the 800 and 400 and both on the 4x8 and 4x4. Ashlyn Heerman's been, you know, she was kind of hurt last year, but she ran a 65 in the 400, standing up, no blocks, kind of just in there. And so we think that she's got some potential to continue to drop in there and be one in the 4x8 too. So, yeah, some good areas all the way around and some good young kids that haven't got a chance to really compete as much. They'll get a chance this week. So we'll enter both a varsity and a JV team just to get some of those other kids on the track and going and continuing to develop. So,
and those relays, I don't know if you mentioned the relays, so 4x1, 4x4, 4x8 also producing some pretty good times early this year.
Yeah, we look 4x1. I mean, they broke our school record last year with a 49.45, and I look for that to be faster this year. You got Riley and Haley back. We didn't even run Avery on it. Avery last year is a sub-13 100-meter runner. We ran 51.2, and we really hadn't worked. That was really the first full relay we've ran and didn't have the best exchanges. Even the last night, Haley almost came to complete stop at the end of that third exchange to get a baton to get into the end of the zone and need to get it. So to still run 51.2 that early with two of the exchanges that we had, you know, we think the potential is good for them to get down to state and obviously have a chance to medal there. And then we've got to dial in to who are going to be our four on the 4x4. Riley, Emily, and Miranda all ran on that last year. We ran Haley the other day, but there's some other girls that can press for those spots. Kate Colson's run a 62 and can continue to drop down there. Like you said, Mia Fries, you know, would have a possibility there. Ashlyn Heerman's been dropping times there. So, you know, we'll just kind of see how that plays out and who continues to get stronger and develop and what kind of splits that looks like as we really begin to put both the 4x4 and 4x8. You know, the 4x4 and 4x8 both medaled in Class B last year. We had some good races with McCook, best of the Midwest districts. So hopefully, you know, we can get that rounded and see who those four are going to settle in and hopefully have a position to finish high, you know, in Omaha in both of those relays.
Well, looking forward to watching your team with the likes of what Dundee County Stratton has to offer and also Maywood Hay Center brings some good girls over there as well. That's going to be fun to watch coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, there's some great kids. Obviously, Dundee County Stratton, very talented kids. Coach Spargo's done a great job with their program and developing their speed and hurdles and relays, and his daughters are exceptional athletes, and so see them in sprints and hurdles and relays. I don't think Claire is going to maybe go this week. I think she's kind of been battling a little bit of an injury here a little bit. I mean, so, but Cambridge, the McGowan girls, great day the other day. It's good. Distance runner, really solid, had a good cross-country season for him. Obviously, Maywood Hay Center bumps up into Class C this year, so team that, you know, will not only, you know, we don't see them at districts, but we'll see at state, and with the Softly girls and a lot of the girls they have, again, solid relays, solid, you know, middle distance, some good all-around athletes there that have come off some successful sports seasons. So, yeah, it'll be a fun meet. You know, hopefully we'll see what the weather might get some moisture. Track's good at bringing that in. So I'd say we have a pretty good chance of maybe getting some rain Saturday along with some wind. So we'll get out and see what happens. I know Cambridge had messaged out this morning. It sounded like they were planning on moving forward with it and kind of making sure we stay on time to hopefully get things before afternoon thunderstorms kick in. So, again, we're just excited for the opportunity to go down and compete and for us to get as many kids, you know, on the track and in the field events as we can to just continue to develop our younger athletes also.